Day three. I just posted a question that was given to me on my Instagram story. And I said, I'm going to go make a podcast about this. And I've never done that before. I've never like posted something and said, I'm going to go make a podcast about it. And it's because like, yeah, usually the way my podcasts develop are different. And now, like, you know, and as I've been mentioning for the past 2 days, we're in a series. We're in a 7-day series of 7 questions and 7 podcast topics that have been given to me by the audience through Instagram and Facebook. So today's question, if you don't know it, because, you know, we're not connected on social or whatnot, that's cool. But if you do like my vibe, definitely always putting my Instagram in the show notes here, the descriptions of the episodes. Follow me there, man, because, I mean, it's my vibe. I think, I don't know, I would have to hear someone else's opinion, but I feel like I think I'm consistent. Like, I know when I talk on camera, I have, like, a different podcasting voice. I don't know if it's necessarily the tone as much as it's the energy, and my voice on camera or my energy on camera is a little different, I think. I mean, I'm not like a fake person. I just think I'm different on, I think I'm a little bit more intellectual. I think I carry better grammar and vocabulary on podcasts. And I think on the platform of social media within video and filming, I think I'm just a little bit, not as much. I don't know how to explain it, but if you follow me in on both, then maybe you'd have a better way of describing me. And I do love feedback, guys. I take things sometimes too personal. I've just been like that since I was young because I'm really big on words, as you know. So if you do give me feedback or criticism, like, I love it. I really, really need it. But I'm just very, like, you know, be sensitive with a guy, you know, like, break it easy to me. Break it easy to me, baby. That's what I've told all my exes. Break it easy to me, okay? Just tell me gently. Tell me gently. You know, because it's not that I'm a bitch. I just, I take things hard, bro. And I've strengthened it a lot. But I just, you know, it's something that I got to keep strengthening, because I'm a very sensitive person to criticism, you know. And I think if more people were honest, they are too. But they just, like, don't want to hear feedback, or they just, like, you know, they don't take it well, and then they fight back, you know. But I don't fight back. I generally listen to people that I care about. I don't take criticism from anybody. I gotta value you first. But yeah, then I apply it, you know, and I don't fight back. I'm just like, okay, yeah, that's what you think. It's valid. Yeah, that's what you think. Anyways, I'm just giving that as a little intro here before we get into the actual question, because sometimes I wonder, like, am I consistent? Like, is my podcasting personality like my Instagram personality? Because it's okay to have a little bit of a different edge or whatnot for a different platform, you know? But I don't want to be too far off. You know, I don't want somebody that only listens to the podcast to be like, where's the guy from the podcast? He sounds so different here. You know what I mean? Anyways, guys, let's bust into the question, shall we? Today's episode, I haven't titled it yet, but it is a nice one. It was a long sentence, so we'll chop it up here. But it says, let me just read it to you, because sometimes it slips my mind. But it was a heart one. It was like for the heart. And it's one of the question that I wrote was, I want to make a new podcast episode, and I'm looking for a hot topic. Throw me ideas. And somebody wrote, overcoming adversity / steps you advise someone to take when they're in a low point. One more time. Overcoming adversity / steps you advise someone to take when they're in a low point. And my dear brother or sister, I forgot who wrote this, but they wrote advice, A-D-V-I-C-E, and advise would be an S instead of a C. Just, you know, it's a common error, but it's important to correct that. I shouldn't even answer the question because I'm just joking, but yeah. Man, I really like this question because I love going in the deep waters. I love talking about, you know, these things. And before I answer it, I want you to think just real quick in the, you know, whatever you're doing right now, like what do you think about that question? You know, whether you're the person who asked it or whether you're just listening in, like what advice do you have to give somebody when they're at a low point? You know, I really believe in the interconnection of humans and how we're all very connected, and how I've mentioned on a previous episode of 3 or 4 episodes ago on artistry and how it all stems from the same source, you know? And I believe the same thing with truth. I believe the same thing with in the heart of sorrow, in the heart of our low point, there is a force and energy that's there with us. It's not like it's different for all of us. It's almost like that same force or energy is present with all of us, you know? And there's different ways to name it or describe it. And it's the same thing with love. Like, is there different loves? Is there different joys? Or do we all experience this one joy and we just wear it a different way? You know, this is good stuff. This is good stuff. And so I want you to think, like, what do you advise somebody? You know, because it can't be so different from mine, and mine can't be so different from yours, right? What do you advise somebody when they're at a low point? What would you advise yourself? What would you tell yourself through adversity? You know, sometimes it's harder to say it to ourselves when we're in it, right? How many of you are like really good at like giving people advice? Like really good at it, and you fucking can't take it yourself. The human dilemma, my friends. You know, everybody comes to me for relationship advice. I'm really good at it, but I mean, I can't fucking hold a partner. Why? Why is it so easy to give out wisdom? Just comes pouring from us. But then when we're in the place, oh, I don't know if it applies to me here. I'm different, okay? I'm different. Oh. Drinking a mate, 3:49, Wednesday, April 24th. I just need to take a breath there before we go to the low waters. You know, whenever someone does ask you for advice, you know, let's pretend you were behind the mic. The advice that you give somebody is the advice that you give to yourself, ironically, right? I'm not going to be spitting out something I read in a book that I don't want to apply to my own life. If I read it in a book, it's because it's going to stick with me and I'm going to use it for my own life. And when someone asks me the question, I'm going to spit it back to them. That's how advice works. We only give out what's working for us or what we think will work for us, even though we haven't done it. Do you understand? So anytime someone asks you for advice, you're truly speaking from your own place of like application. So this question and the way I'm going to answer it is probably something that I heard somewhere and have developed through the years of my own suffering and adversity. But it's something that I'm applying in my own life, you know? And so everything I'm going to give you is according to what I'm doing right now, you know, in the place that when I do get low. I don't think I'm necessarily in a low place right now. But I think every day I sort of get in a low place, if I'm honest. And then there's like these waves of lowness that'll last maybe 48, 72 hours. But I think one of the higher goals of living is to see those waves less and less. And when they do come, they're less and less time, right? You know, low points for me can either be self-created, right? Or they come from external circumstances. It's really hard to think of any sort of adversity or low points. And we'll just use those words for the sake of the question. It's really hard to think of any adversity or low points outside of it's either something self-created in your own mind and you're causing it to yourself, or something really did happen and it's making you go low. I mean, you tell me, is there anything else? Like, it's either going to be the people around us and circumstances of life through relationships and actual events. Like somebody died, somebody got cancer, you know, and I'm just going to, you know, say things out loud like that because we're in the topic, right? I know these are sensitive topics, but you found out you got cheated on, you know, just go ahead through the list of things that can happen that will strike adversity and pain and suffering and a low point in your life, right? And then there's the inner world, right? Where you just feel like insecure, jealous, creating negative imagination, false beliefs. You have a low self-worth, self-esteem within your heart that you've carried around. And a lot of these things, like I just mentioned, external circumstances and self-talk, they go connected, right? Meaning if you were abused verbally as a child, now that person, it's been 20 years since they said anything bad to you, but for some reason you have low self-worth and now you're talking to yourself like shit. So do you see how an external circumstance and an inner reality can oftentimes bridge one another, right? Or ever since that person died, or ever since I got cheated on, that event struck adversity in you, right? It had hit a chord. It brought you to a low point, but you never quite recovered. And now your self-talk and the negative imagination in your head is just replaying a narrative, right? So you can see how these things overlap each other. But truth be told, it's either going to be something you're creating in your head currently or something that's happened in your life now or in the past, right? I mean, how else do you get to adversity or a low point? You know, so it's important. I was talking to a friend yesterday. Like, it's important to be able to, like, take apart things very logical, you know? And that's a very logical stance of, you know, of low points. Because when we're in it, guys, it's like a malaise. I love that word. It's a good word, huh? It's like a malaise. Like, you can't really see. You just feel. And it's hard to be logical. It's hard to name things when you're overcome with emotion and grief. And when you're in that adversity and that low point, you just feel, right? There's no time to get heady with things. There's no time to name things because you just want to sulk and feel and you're down. And it's a spiral of just downward motion. And it just sucks energy. And the further you go down, the further you stay down. And it's hard to get out. And usually people only leave adversity by burying it and enough time goes by and something good happens and it sparks them up out of it. Or, and this is the advice I want to give, they learn to sit in it. They learn to sit in that room and let it teach you something. They learn to sit in that room of suffering and adversity and their low point. And they let it teach them. I often think about people who, you know, when you're punished and you're a kid and you got to go in your room and sit by yourself, but, you know, you can't be on your phone, you know, because we didn't grow up like that. You really do learn a lesson, you know. I don't know how many parents still do that, but if a kid does something wrong, And you're like, you have to stay in your room for an hour. You know, I mean, depending on the age, right? Some kids, they don't have self-awareness yet. But let's just take a 12-year-old boy or girl, you know, like a sixth grader, a little punk, a little Hot Topic kid, you know, does some bad shit that he shouldn't do, you know, and, you know, within the confines of his household. And then mom or dad locks him up in the room for an hour and he has to just sit there. You initiate reflection, right, for what you've done. Now, that's a little bit of a different circumstance because there was an act that was committed by the person who has to reflect. But there's still a truth there that when you can sit in the pain and really feel it, it has a different effect than when you just like shove it down and keep living. And it's really hard to tell you to want to sit in something because to you, the goal might be I need to get out as fast as possible, right? Like we're driving on this road and can't make that turn. Got to keep going. Don't go down that road. But it's going down that road where you learn everything, right? Before you get back on the main road. And it's going down that path of darkness and confusion and doubt and suffering and low points and adversity and really feeling all of it where you can learn from it. Now, I'm not advocating for sulking in pain. What I'm advocating for is learning from it in a constructive manner where you're slowly picking yourself back up out of it. So let's go with examples, shall we? Oh man, let's just get real here. when I think about like the low points in my life, it usually involves women. They have a way of, I think for every guy, you know, it's like the wound that a woman causes you. It's like you can really elevate as a man if you allow it, but it really will hurt you, you know. Another one is your father as a man. You know, your father can cause a deep wound in you that you will live with and that you'll hold. And those are the two big ones that come to mind, because there's so many different, you know, intricacies within both of them that we can talk about. But without talking about, you know, my own personal family dynamics or my personal girlfriends and stuff, and I'll just say, like, in both of those instances, it's so easy to want to avoid pain and like break up and just go with someone else, or, you know, get in a, you know, just wrestle with the things of my childhood and my own father and like want to brush them off. And it's very hard to sit in it. And when I say sit in it, I don't mean soak in it, but I mean think about it, right? So this is when the tools come out that are necessary. And this will be like my larger advice for this podcast episode within the time frames that we have, because I like to keep them, you know, 20, 25 minutes or less or something like that. But this is a heavy topic. My friend, you are an artist. You are an artist. You are a builder. You are an architect. You have to get verbal with the pain. You have to get it out of you and hear yourself talking. You have to put it on paper. You have to let it move from the feeling arena and the heart arena into the mind so that it becomes something logical that you can see, because the only way to get out of adversity and a low point is when you take action. But action can be something like covering it up, or action can be something like healing. So when I'm in adversity, when I'm in a low point, I'll allow myself just a little bit of time to feel it and to be sad and in my feels, talking like a day or some bullshit like that. And after that, I have to whip out my motherfucking journal and I have to write about every single intricacy about it and move it from my heart to my head. I have to walk in my room for 45 minutes to an hour in the morning at 5 and 6 a.m. and talk about my wound and my openness with this problem. I have to vent to God. I have to get it out of myself and move the pain and the low point and the adversity from a place of feelings and emotion into the head and into action. It's how we fucking grow. Sitting in your low point and sitting in your adversity and not doing anything about it and waiting for time to move on so that something else can pop up and be shiny and you go chase it means that you will move on, but you will not have healed. Healing is actually taking the adversity and the pain and molding it like clay and getting it in your hands and shoving that shit around and building something beautiful from the mess. Do you understand? And the only way to make something beautiful from a mess is to get dirty and put your hands in it and get out that paper and write everything you can and pour yourself out. The only way to make something beautiful is to stand up where nobody can hear you and to talk out loud about everything that's happened. Okay? That's my advice, without talking about seeking like a therapist or something like that. That's my advice for the personal, for the heart. Okay, before therapy, and I'm not against therapy, but I think a lot of problems we can solve on our own. And I know that's not a popular view, but I think the truth is within us. And I'm not against therapists. I've seen therapists and I probably will again in my life. But you don't have to go vent to somebody about everything so they can tell you what to do. The truth is within you. And if you just have the patience to sit down in your low points and write out your heart and write out your feelings and write out prayers and stand up and talk and cry and put out your hands and get dirty and just get on your knees and vent and open up to only you and you and you and God or whoever else you want to see it as, you will find the healing is within yourself and that you have the power in your own mindset to make logical decisions in the midst of adversity and to pull yourself out of it the way humans have done for thousands of years. And so that's what I really think about this topic of adversity and a low point. I really believe that. And that's the only thing that I do. That's why I give you that advice, like I said in the beginning. So, there's 20 minutes. I hope that speaks to you, my friend. I hope that speaks to you whenever you're in adversity or whenever you're in a low point. Because the truth is within you. It always has been. And we carry a lot of things in us. We carry pain. We carry joy. We carry suffering. We carry the overcomingness of it all. It's within us. We think that it's the external circumstances that lift us up out of it. But everything we need is within us, my friends. When you're in adversity, when you're in a low point, it's because you're going to get slingshotted into a higher place than you were before. Do you understand? You have to see it that way. Is life happening to me? Oh my gosh, I'm here. Fuck again. Or is this the only way I can grow? The only way I can get to the level that I thought was good and go higher than that is going through this mess right now. This is where champions are built. This is where I find myself. This is where I meet myself. Good. I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad this is happening. What did you expect? That it was going to be this beautiful life all the time? I would never want that, guys. I would never want that. I'm grateful to be here. And I'm grateful for when suffering comes. This is going to make me better. And I'm going to get out my pen. I'm going to get out my journal. I'm going to get on my knees. I'm going to light my candle. I'm going to walk in my room at 5:48 in the morning. Talk out loud to myself. It's what gets me out of it, man. It's what gets me out of it. And then it'll be good. Then it'll be a great season. Then it'll be all roses. And then life is beautiful. And then some shit will happen. Or then I'll get reminded of something. And then I'll get low again. And I'll get down again. Start feeling sorry for myself. Start comparing myself. And then I gotta get down again, baby. Gotta get at that uniball. Gotta get that pen ready. Gotta get that notebook. Gotta light that Palo Santo. Just talk out loud to God. And this, such is life, man. Such is life. Is it really a low point in adversity, or is it just the way life is? For all of us. If we were all in a room, we'd all be like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, me too. Yeah, yeah, me too. That's exactly what we'd do. So, my friends, I hope you enjoyed day 3. Today was about adversity and a low point. Please be sure to share this with somebody that you feel like would benefit. And I will see you tomorrow on day 4 of our series. Thanks for listening to the Justin Agree Podcast. Talk to you later.